On air, on DAB, online, on your smart speaker, on your phone. This is Heartsong Live.
It's Omoshola again, and I am at the Refuel Festival, and I've been going around talking to people, and now I found myself in the tent that says Safe Families. And I am with Barbara, and I want to find out about this beautiful, whether it's a charity, whether it's what kind of organization it is, what you're doing, why you're here, and what we should expect from what you do.
So, yeah, we are Safe Families. We are a Christian charity. We've been going in the UK for about 12 years and 10 years in Scotland. We just not long had our 10th birthday. So at Safe Families, what we're all about is trying to prevent children going into care. So it's a whole family approach. So we work with local authority partners, and they provide the family referrals. And then we find volunteers at local church or community groups, predominantly in local churches. And so we offer a befriending service. So our volunteers, they give an hour a week or 2 hours in a fortnight. And they go along and they support the parents or caregivers. And we also support children 0 to 18. We all struggle from time to time. We all have difficulties. And so we are there in that time of need. And the volunteers go along, and so they might have a cup of tea. But you know, sometimes these families don't have someone just to sit and have a cup already. So our volunteers will just sit and we'll have a cup of tea and listen, really listen to what's going on in families' lives. Or our volunteers might take the children now, might take them down the park, or take them to McDonald's, or take them to the beach, and put out the child's into your head. Volunteers will just get alongside them and support them. We're all about empowering our families. So when we meet with our families, they will set goals, and the volunteers will go in and they will help on those goals. And we just really want to be there to help these families out of this tough time. So we support an average between 3 to 9 months, and then probably average about 6 months of support. And then we want to get these families into community. So we introduce them to groups and other people, and we just want to take them out of that isolation and loneliness and support them and help us families thrive. So that's what we're all about. And here in Scotland, we've had a lot of growth. So we've had a lot of new Amtrak. So we operate in Edinburgh and Midlothian and also in the Western Isles. But recently, we've had contracts that started in the Clackmannanshire. We're in Fife, we're in Perth, and I'm Aberdeenshire. So we also have a contract up here in Aberdeenshire. And so we take these farmer referrals and have the volunteers go in, as I've said, and make a difference to local families helping them thrive.
Amazing. And there's one thing that people don't really understand, because I've had the opportunity to work with people with elderly in the loneliness and isolation, and people don't understand that you could be in an environment where there are lots of people but still be very lonely, because you don't have people that you actually connect with. And they're saying, there are lots of people around, why are you lonely, why are you, you know, isolation, I think we understand that a bit more. But loneliness, do you find that something that really, could you tell us a little bit more about that loneliness? Because a lot of people don't really get that you can be lonely in a crowd.
Yeah, loneliness, it's one of the things we talk about at Safe Families. As we're going to start some endemic, and I think 1 in 20 people struggle with chronic loneliness, and chronic loneliness can be as bad for health as smoking 20 cigarettes a day. And so there are many families who are isolated, alone, like I mentioned about having a cuppa, and they don't have someone to have a cuppa with them. We have stories at Hope Safe Families, and over again, we hear from the families that have been supported, what a difference that volunteer has made, what a difference to have someone listen to me rant, get stuff off my chest, and have a cuppa with me. And as I mentioned, a ask is an hour for a volunteer. That hour makes change to that family. That hour just lets people feel seen, heard, and understood. And it just breaks that loneliness and gives that support. I didn't mention as well, so I mentioned about Safe Families and the fact that you're there to try and prevent families going into care. We're about to merge with another known Christian charity called Home for Good. And so Home for Good and Safe Families will merge in the autumn. So what they do at Home for Good is fostering adoption. So when we go to church, we will be able to say, Safe Families, we're trying to prevent children go into care, and we're there to support them with family. But what if families go into care? This year alone, 38,000 children will go into the care system in the UK on top of who's already in the care system. And so we will be merging with Home for Good, and we'll be able to look at preventing care, and then what if when children are in care, and the local church do about supporting these families. And at Home for Good, they have a campaign right now, Who Cares, Pledge to Care. And so you can visit Safe Families or Home for Care, Home for Good. You can go into Home for Good website and you can find out about that, Who Cares, and that's pledging to pray. They would really value praying. And also you can visit Safe Families website to find out more about if you can volunteer or give or pray for us. We would love them.
I was going to ask, where can we find you? But I also wanted to find out, because I've been a volunteer as well, as I talked about the elderly, and just talking to, they talk about the number of millions in the UK that the television is their only companion because they don't have anybody to speak to. So I just wanted, somebody might hear the word volunteer and think, who can be a volunteer? What qualifies you to be a volunteer?
So in terms of volunteers for Safe Families, if you have a heart for families, is God made families. He created family. He is Abba Father. He is our ultimate papa. So if you have a heart for families, if you have a heart for caring, and you have an hour to spare in your week or 2 hours, you can become a family friend or volunteer. If you have resources that you want to give, you can become a resource friend. And sometimes you're looking for items. And so we would send out an email, and then you can see if you've got those items, and then you can provide those items. Or maybe you're someone that's got skills that you can share. Can you show someone how to garden? Can you show someone how to do DIY? And please show someone how to cook. And we're looking for resource friends. And then the same, we've got Host Homes. And Host Homes is offering respite and overnight stay. Stops children, and perhaps as a parent has to go off to hospital rather than children going into care, the home's checked and the children can come for a sleepover, basically. And then also we have family friends who are host homes as well. So they can give that family, see, oh, Friday night, I'll take the kids on Friday night and you can have a break. So that's what our volunteer looks like. And it is a small ask, 1 hour, 1 hour in the week. And what you give, you will be blessed double fold back. And I mentioned we support, if you've got a heart for adults, you can support the adults. If you have a heart for children, you can support the children. And also, I went Home for Good as well. We've got support and lodgings. That's a different kind of volunteer, and that's a more longer commitment. I believe for our supporters' lodgings, it's people coming out here, and it's looking for a safe place to live between 16 and 25. So that's something you can find out about as well.
Yes, so I'm just going to finish off by asking you a question. What is it that you think Refoil is going to do for you? I mean, coming here, what are you expecting to get out of Refoil Festival?
Oh, we already had a fantastic day yesterday. Because we're all about family, we've got free family activities on this week. So yesterday we were doing the prayer station, kids crafts and rock painting. And that was delightful, spending time with the family yesterday. We have got areas set up for preschool children. So we just need to sit alongside parents and encourage them. It's hi when you have a little one, some little people. So we've been supporting and chatting and getting to know the families here. And also just letting people be aware of Safe Families. So for me, I'm based in Aberdeenshire. We have contracts in Aberdeenshire. And so that's lovely for me to meet people. Well, all over Scotland, but it's been great. We already have some volunteers from Aberdeenshire and they've been coming to join us, which is great. And then on Thursday, we're actually having a volunteer and family picnic. So I'm really looking forward to Thursday. And where we can have coffee and a blether, we spoke about a cuppa with them, a cake and strawberries. And we just enjoying our time and chatting to people. And it's been so engaging and wonderful.
Talking about maximising the environment and the experience. It has been amazing talking to you. And I know that when people hear, there would be somebody who will go, I want to know more.
So that's great. They can visit our website, which is safefamilies.in.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
On air, on DAB, online, on your smart speaker, on your phone. This is Heart Song Live.